Bye-bye, 2020. Hello, 2021. This is the podcast, episode 647.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Picked a bad moment to put a handful of salted pretzels into my mouth. That was
that's not a euphemism.
No, it's not a euphemism. That was Iced Blade with Exorcism. Iced Blade is a music project centered around the composer Takanashi Kori Keita. We've played Iced Blade twice before, Chiruhana on episode 333 back in 2014 and The Pale Sun on episode 240 back in 2012. He is from Tokyo in Japan, and you can find out more over at icedblade.com. And Caroline said that our friend Gordon would appreciate that because he's into baby metal.
Baby metal.
Mm.
So I will make sure that that finds its way to him.
Indeed so.
So
go on. Look, I know we've only been, we didn't even take a week off, so we can't have forgotten how to do this yet. Welcome, this is the Bugcast episode 647. Happy New Year, welcome to 2021. This is where everything starts to improve. Do not quote me.
You said that. I will hold you to it. You know what happened on
you
the last
no
leg?
You have no proof. This isn't recorded. Oh, hang on.
The last leg had to apologise for all the optimism
last year. They did. And yeah. Well, to be honest, there's no way they could have predicted what they predicted. It just kind of happened that way.
But they said it was going to be a better year. Lied. Lied, I tell you. Lied.
Did they lie or did they just... Like I said.
And don't forget Alex Horn doing a little song about Spanish flu.
Yes, predicting Spanish flu in at the end of 2018.
No, he didn't predict it. He was talking about the Spanish flu, about how bad it was, but don't worry, there's no pandemic predicted right now. And
Yes. That's kind of what I meant. Again, not wrong, because it wasn't intended to be used in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, should we do some music?
Yeah, please.
So, this is Shearer with Marta.
We'll be right back. You're listening to The Bugcast, part of the Other Side Podcast Network. Don't touch that dial. Wait a minute. I don't have a dial. I've not had a dial in years.
Breezeless with their track Country Lady. They say, here's a little gimmick with the country pop genre. I wanted to try something different. And of course, love is the topic once again, so nothing that has not been sung about enough. We played their track When the Snow Falls 2 weeks ago on episode three. I'm not sure. I don't know. You can find out more about the band, who are from Herne in Germany, over at Facebook. Their address is one of those ones with lots of digity numbers in them, so you can find the full address for that over on our website.
And before that, it was Shearer that we actually featured on last week's, or this week's, Uncharted. Now, Shearer hadn't released anything since 2013, but then whilst doing the show for Uncharted, found out that they had actually released something in April this year. It's called Martyr. They released it, made a huge monologue about it being about them stopping to procrastinate and using the end of the world to get a move on, because it'd be a shame for nobody to hear their stuff. And the martyr in question was Chelsea Manning. You can find out more by checking out shearer.e. But if you like that particular track, you need to go to their Bandcamp, which is Shearer, I think, or Shearer Band.
Yeah, for Bandcamp, yes.
Yes.
It is, yes. Cool. Well, it's usually at this time that I would say, let's head over to our live chat room and see who's listening to us live. But at the current moment, we don't have anybody, which I am going to put down to the fact that it is New Year's Day. And people clearly have better things to do, which is perfectly, perfectly fine.
Maybe they're all nursing hangovers from all those parties that were not happening this year.
Yes, that's entirely probable. Or maybe they also had people that were setting off fireworks at 4:30 this morning and are catching up on some well-earned sleep.
They better be, because they need to run if they get caught.
I was talking about our listeners, not people that were setting off fireworks at 4:30 this morning. But yes, indeed. Cool. Let's crack on.
Yeah. So next up, we have Square a Saw with Hola.
Hola, hola. Tell me back and nothing new. Please don't be shy. I know that you feel like me too. Don't be afraid. Give me your love, baby. Give me your hand now. And I just want to go with you anywhere. I feel like I'm not awake. I wish you could take me away. But nothing would happen today. Give me love, give me up, give me all you can. I feel like I'm not awake. I wish you could take me away. But nothing would happen today. Baby, I just want you.
I don't know about you, but when the nights are drawing in and the frost is settling outside, I just want to snuggle up in front of a warm, cozy fire and listen to some great music. Fortunately, on Friday nights, I've got the Bugcast to sort out that music for me. So now all I need to do is light the fire, turn up the speakers, and I'll relax into Saturday morning. Thinking of joining us? Just head over to thebugcast.org/live for more details. And I'll see you there.
I'm so sorry. Say it one more time. Do you feel my love? Yeah, I know you're mine. Say it one more time. Do you feel my love? Can you ever get enough? So tell me, baby, do you?
That was the Mad Pix Project with their track, Do You Ever Feel Sorry? Sometimes, I suppose. This was the Mad Pix Project's final track for 2020 that he posted on to Jimendo on the 30th of December, in fact. You can find out more about the Mad Pix Project, who is from Berlin in Germany, over at madpix-online.de.
Another one from Germany. Well, a bit about that. Before that, it was Square of Saw with Hola from Eschweiler in Germany. We played Square of Saw before. I actually found a track that I was so excited about and realised we already played it, but then I found this one that we hadn't played. They released this in May this year. They were a music project which was started in 2012, and it's all about his journey in exploring music production, trying to make catchy tunes, and him being Martin Roland or Ruland. And you can find out more by checking out squareasaw.com.
Excellent stuff. Quick shout out to Fat Freddy, who has joined us live as we speak. So it's good of you to join us this evening. I'm sure there are many things you could be... I say this evening, it's actually tomorrow, isn't it? It's Saturday where you are. I'm sure there are many other things you could be doing right now, but you've decided to spend some time with us, which is lovely, so thank you.
Hey.
Right, so, so we did a show on Monday, so you've already heard what we did for Christmas. But...
You're assuming that, because they might not have heard that before they heard this track, this show.
Well, that's only if people are likely to listen to these episodes out of order, in which case that's their own fault, really, isn't it? So... Yeah, there you go. The New Year's was yesterday. We didn't really do much, to be fair. We had a bit of fun with the kids.
We played games.
We did. We had a games night. We watched telly. We had probably too many snacks than we should have done. I had 2/3 of a bottle of red wine and enjoyed it.
And we got woken up at 4:30 in the morning by some dozy doodah letting off fireworks.
Seriously, fireworks at 4:30 in the morning. And that was after we got woken up again, having already gone to sleep
prior to that,
about 1:30 in the morning, by somebody setting off fireworks thinking it was fun. We were tolerant to the ones that were set off the road next to ours at about 12:15. And they were probably some of the loudest and brightest fireworks I've ever seen in my life. But... You know, you kind of expect that, being that it's New Year's Eve. People do that. People push the boat out on that. And that's absolutely fine. But 1:30, no. 4:30, hell no.
Let's just point out, though, we didn't only hear fireworks at midnight, did we? We heard some earlier fireworks.
We heard some fireworks at 11 o'clock.
Which, unfortunately, was the official end of the... membership of the European Union.
Yes. But as I said on Twitter and Mastodon shortly after 11 o'clock last night, whilst I do not agree with it, I accept it. But I will not be removing the European Union flag from my display name on either of those services anytime soon.
Nope, because we are still European. Doesn't matter what the government did. Blah.
Well, we're European anyway.
Yes, I know.
That
but you know what
change.
I mean? We still.
Yes.
Also, I'm holding on to the hope that if Scotland gets their independence and rejoins the European Union, I have a Scottish birth certificate, so I shall drag you all up there.
I'd be perfectly happy with that. I mean, obviously, reality check, you're fully aware of this. It won't happen overnight.
Oh, I know.
It could take years / decades to be readmitted into the European Union. And that is assuming that Scotland gets accepted in the first place.
Although, well, if you listen to Ian Blackford when they were debating it, he said that Scotland was European before it was part of the Union. So there you go.
What's that mean?
That they had closer ties to Europe before being joined into the Union by a predecessor government-y type thing.
Well, they joined the EEC as part of the United Kingdom back in 1970, whatever it was.
No, but they're going further back than that, how many close ties they had with Europe ahead of all that jazz.
Yeah, and I'm fairly confident that will be taken into account during any application to rejoin the European Union. Not. But, well, as a wise man once said, it is what it is. You know, we can't change. We can't change what's happened. And like I say, we just have to. You're at the point now that it's happened. And there is nothing you can do about it anymore. Not that I could do anything about it before. But at least up until 10:59 last night, there was still the minuscule list of chances. But now there isn't.
No.
And people are celebrating the detachment from the European Union. And, well, all I'll say is, we'll see.
The problem is, there was an article on the BBC mentioning all the things that were going to, the top seven things that were going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of those things was a positive thing. Not one of them was, well, you're going to lose this, this, and this, but don't worry, you'll get this instead. It was just all, yep, you won't be able to do this anymore. Yep, that'll change. Yep, that'll change. Yep, that'll change. Because let's face it, the people who really benefit from Brexit are people that have more money than we will ever have, unless we win the lottery.
Yes. I'm just looking for this article, actually, because I think it might be useful just to bullet point these items and what the seven things are. Unfortunately, I'm not able to find it at the moment. My BBC News foo is failing me.
But I reckon...
That's because I'm looking at the coronavirus website.
I was about to say we're going to move on, but before we do, Fat Freddy says, Scotland has close ties with France, but union was due to King James being both James the VI of Scotland and James the I of England. Now, Scotland also has very close ties to Doncaster because technically it still owns it.
It is still part of Scotland, technically, yes.
Yes. It doesn't get utilised, but yes, there you go.
Yeah, I'm sure we've mentioned that before as well. So the seven things that change as of today, the 1st of January 2021, European travel rules. UK nationals can still travel without a visa to the Schengen area. Look that up. I'm not going to go into detail about that one. But other rules do change. Duty-free shopping will now return, so that whereas before, as an EU member, you could bring back pretty much unlimited amounts of alcohol or tobacco from EU without paying any duty. That is no longer going to happen. The rules have now changed for UK citizens who want to move to the European Union. There are now new rules for European Union citizens living in the UK. There'll be a new immigration system. Buying or selling, will become trickier. Now, I don't know whether that means from a consumer perspective or from a trader's perspective.
It means
I think the latter. Yes.
The way Boris tried to sell that is that, yes, there'll be more forms, but the same form will apply no matter where you go globally, not just Europe.
And the seventh one is Northern Ireland, because Northern Ireland still has a lack of a border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, which is a member of the EU still.
Yeah, also they've done something for Gibraltar and Spain that will retain its close links.
Ah, of course, that's a very good point, because the because Gibraltar is, although it's not part of the United Kingdom per se, it is still a protectorate of the United Kingdom, therefore it comes out of the European Union when we do. Same with the Channel Islands.
Yep.
And the Isle of Man, which are not part of the UK, strictly.
The only one other thing to mention, which is almost amusing, there is a prominent figure who has very publicly stated that they are applying for a French passport. That prominent figure is our Prime Minister's dad.
Well, he probably wants to get the heck out of here.
He was very clear that he never believed in leaving the European Union. So I'm imagining things may not be the best in that family's relationship at the moment.
Probably not, no. Didn't you say that he has French heritage anyway?
He's got some sort of link to France. So does, amusingly, not France, maybe Germany, Nigel Farage. And apparently Boris has some sort of ties to America. So if things really got bad, he could, you know, go over there. But not sure they'd be able to tell the difference between him
be and nice.
Trump. Sorry.
Yes, Boris Trump.
Boris Trump.
Yes.
Yeah. My little foibles, I always get them confused.
Ah, but do you? But are you getting them confused, or are you just
amalgamating them?
Yes.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, why not?
So, there you go. But other than that, not really much to say. We tried to get a couple of walks in. We got a couple of walks in, but there's this like white crunchy stuff on the floor that's making it a bit more difficult.
Yeah, we went to the shops earlier on today and kind of like slid most of the way there, which was fun.
Fun in as much as we didn't break our necks. There you go.
Oh, silver linings.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, should we do some more music?
Yep.
So, with Fat Freddy in mind, this is Hayden Davies and Romeo.
Slowly, where's my proof? All my dreams and my desires, all my fruitless little fires. Well, I love you and you like me. We're as imperfect as can be. We're sleepwalking up to the edge to something stupid that I said. You jumped the shark across the line, and it was no one's fault. Lost you waiting for the rest. You wait.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Mouse back on Earth with their track Brand New Day, featuring Telltale. That was the title track of their latest EP released in November of 2020, although we have already played a few tracks that were released as singles before the EP itself was released. They are based out of Paris in France, and you can find out more about them over there at their official website, which is wearebackonearth.com.
Excellent. And before that, it was Hayden Davies with Romeo. Played the track Head Over Heels back on show for 618. He's from Wellington in New Zealand. He says, for a long time, this song had a chorus and just an opening line. There's a man up on a roof. It wasn't until I wrote the second verse, I love you and you like me, where as imperfect as can be, that it came together and I knew what it was going to be about. Essentially, imbalance. From that moment, when the chorus melody popped out and I sang it for the first time, the song was always going to be a bit of a tribute to late 80s, early 90s indie rock pop. And when I was not recording and mixing it, I just embraced that vibe, and why not? And I actually got that from the 90s tab or category on Tremendo.
Yeah, yeah.
He is a singer, a songwriter, multi-instrumentalist and recording artist based in Wellington. Before moving to New Zealand, he was the co-founder and bassist with the award-winning UK band Big Fish. He is now a solo artist, writing and producing indie rock infused piano, acoustic and pop subtleties. Following the release of a 6-track EP, Memory Miles, in late 2019, he has also released 4 singles in 2020, including this new song, Romeo, which he released back in November the 10th. You can find out more by checking out haydenmdavies.wixsite.com/hdmusic.
Nice. Snappy web address. Rolls off the tongue. Excellent. Brilliant. Nice New Zealand track. So we do have one more track to play, which Caroline will be telling you about very shortly.
Have you got the jingle?
I have got the jingle. It is there. It is highlighted.
Good.
Yes. Yes. I wonder what that was about. So, next week, the Bugcast episode 648 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 8th of January 2021 at 9:30 PM UK time. On that show, we'll also be doing a roundup of our New Year's goals from 2020 and possibly setting new ones for this year as well. It's kind of become a tradition for us here to do that each year.
But yeah, we would normally do it this week, but, you know, we're such a hectic year this year. We have to, you know, a bit of time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that, and we didn't actually plan to get it done this week.
Sorry. Is that me now to do the track? Sorry.
No.
Nope. Come on.
And it is only 3 weeks away now until the Listener's Choice episode 650, which will be on the 22nd of January. So you only have a couple of weeks now to tell us what your favourite songs have been that we've played on this show since episode 603. So head along to thebugcast.org/choice and tell us what those tracks are. Send us a couple, send us 3, just so we can put a show together for episode 650. You will be contributing to that. You will be making that show. So don't miss your chance.
Definitely not. So we will finish off this track with a song that has a swearing, so we get to hear our beautiful daughters, the 1st of January 2021. This is Michael C. Jones. The track is called We Are Soldiers. He's from Pennsylvania. Now, we did play this track Melts Away on show 644. What he says about this track: there is a growing feeling in the world that we are entering an epic moment of global change. This song is born in the feeling that something big is on the horizon, a generational size event that will test us all as soldiers. And I will like to add myself that this track was released in July 2020, so he wasn't talking about COVID. It was already happening at that point. But you can find out more by checking out AmericanPoetMusic.com.
Great. And we'll catch you next week.
See ya.
See ya.
Hello, my name is Amy.
My name is Carla.
The next track contains language or subject matter that may offend sensitive ears. Listener discretion is advised.
Do you understand any word that you said?
No.
Me either.
We're near in the heart of the hurricane. We're near in the eye in the storm. Wrecking all our pleasures and pain. Find meaning in the shaman's word. We've been running like our spirits on fire.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.